Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and before we get into this episode, I wanted to remind you to check out our other Western podcasts released daily by going to otrwesterns.com or searching OTR Westerns in your podcast app of choice. I also wanted to invite you to check out our other podcast channel releasing non-Western shows by going to otnetcast.com or by searching OTNetcast in your podcast app of choice. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is January 11th, 1952, and the title is The Two-Faced Horny Toad. Hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar corn pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's sugar corn pops.
Today, Kellogg's sugar corn pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of the Two-Faced Horny Toad. Right now, I hope all you boys and girls are settled back with a big yellow box of new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, ready to listen to Wild Bill and Jingles. It's real enjoyment to snack on sugar corn pops right out of the box while you take in the show, believe me. And if you haven't tasted new Kellogg's sugar corn pops yet, better do that soon, because they're tastier than ever. Now, let's listen. The only disguise used by most of the bad men of the Old West in their stick-ups was a handkerchief mask pulled up just below the eyes. But one clever owl hoot went the rest one better and confounded all the efforts of the sheriff of Steep Rock, Arizona to capture him. It was after five daring daylight holdups that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were called into the search for the Two-Faced Horny Toad.
Five. You hear me, Sheriff? Five of my gold messengers have been robbed of their gold dust.
I know it's five. I can count.
Well, that holdup this morning was the last one. You've had 3 weeks to run this horny toad bandit to the ground. Now we're taking over.
You can't take the law into your own hands, Butcher. It's against the law.
You're getting too old to be any good, Sheriff.
Why?
When we find that owl hoot that dresses up like a horny toad, we'll string him up to the black oak on the road to Sandy Bend. Then he's your prisoner.
Now, wait, I tell you.
All right,
wait.
Come on, men. And remember, the first stranger you run into, grab first and ask questions after. Well, let's ride. Go back to sleep, Sheriff. You ain't doing no good anyway.
Yeah. All right, you lame-brained hothead. Go on. You didn't give me a chance to tell you that Wild Bill Hickok's been here. Right now, he's out where that horny toad pulled his stick up this morning. I hope you coyotes run into him. It'd serve you right.
Come on, Bill. Let's get back to Steep Rock. We ain't doing no good out here, and the sun's going down.
Well, we know this much. The bandit dresses up to look like a horny toad. He operates alone. And he only takes gold dust.
Well, I'm going back to town. That horny toad can't just...
Hold it, Jingles.
Somebody's coming.
Get back in the shadows.
Don't you cry for me. I'm going back to Pennsylvania with my pinching...
Hold it there, mister.
Yeah, you ain't going back no place till you... Till he what, Bill?
Till he answers a couple of questions, Jingles.
Oh, yeah. By the way, mister, you know you got that song mixed up. It goes like this. Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me, for I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. See, Alabama.
Oh, yes, but I didn't come from Alabama. I came from Pennsylvania. I'm out here for my health.
Oh, well, that's different.
You see any strangers around here, mister?
No, I haven't. Except you. You're strangers, aren't you? I don't know you.
Well, you don't know much. This is Wild Bill Hickok. I'm his deputy jingle.
Oh, my, Wild Bill. Well, this is a pleasure. Well, I'm Clarence Duffield, night watchman at the Sad Sally Mine.
What you got in the box?
Oh, those are my specimens, you see. Today I caught two lizards and an Ely monster and a horned toad. It's really a lizard, too.
What do you do with them?
Well, I stuff them and send them back east to my sister, and she sells them as novelties to her friends.
Yeah, well, if you see one of those specimens about the size of a man, let us know.
Huh? Oh, yes, I will. Mr. Butcher, the foreman of the Sad Sally Mine, told me to keep my eyes open, and I do. Well, it's getting kind of late, so I must be going.
So long, Mr. Duffield. Keep on looking for suspicious strangers. You might help us find this bandit.
Oh, I will, but I hope I don't find him. Oh, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah, I bet he would. Hey, Bill, let's get back to town. We're wasting time.
All right, partner. I guess we might as well. Hey, hold it a minute. Here comes some horses.
It looks like a posse, but I don't see the sheriff with them.
All right, strangers, we got the drop on you. Don't reach for them hog legs or somebody's liable to get killed.
Why, you blackleg centipede? What do you mean pulling guns on us?
Hold it, Jingles. Oh. Don't worry, mister. I'm not in the habit of starting gunplay till I know why I'm doing it.
Well, now, that's right decent.
Now, maybe you'd like to give us a reason for riding up on us like we're wanted.
I reckon we caught you red-handed. Right at the scene of the crime.
What? Why, you jug-headed brother to a blue-nosed mule? I ain't got a mind
Jingles,
to...
don't draw.
Let him have it, boys.
Howdy, cowpokes. This is old Panhandle coming at you with a bale of double fun. You remember Corn Pops? Well, now they're Sugar Corn Pops. Double delicious Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops. The new, even sweeter two-way cereal you eat out of the box or out of the bowl for twice the enjoyment. Yes, sir, eat Sugar Corn Pops right out of the box, just like candy, like I'm eating them now. They're a real tasty snack with a sweetening already on them. Then, come breakfast time, you eat Sugar Corn Pops out of the bowl with milk. No sugar needed. They're already sweetened for you. Tasty puffed-up hearts of corn all ready to go. Yep, new Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops are mighty good and good for you. Now just listen to a new little song we got about them.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When Dan Butcher and his self-appointed posse came up on Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles with guns drawn, Bill handled the situation with caution. But when Butcher accused them of being wanted men, Jingles lost his temper and reached for his gun.
Jingles, don't draw!
Let him have it, boys! Oh, my gun! Where'd my gun go?
Now, gents, suppose we all settle down and talk this over on a more even basis.
Yeah, I reckon they'll settle down, Bill, now that they're looking down the barrels of that pair of six guns you're holding.
Where'd those six guns come from, stranger? I never saw nobody draw like that.
Well, that's because you never run into Wild Bill Hickok before, you soft-headed galoot.
Hickok? What are you doing out here?
Oh, so now you're asking questions instead of being so smart, huh?
Never mind, Jingles. My partner and I came out to help the sheriff run down a robber that's been giving this neighborhood some trouble.
Oh, that horny toad bandit?
That's the one. Are you him, mister?
Me? No, that's what we're looking for. I figured one of you might be him.
You've been deputized by the sheriff, mister?
Well, no, but we figured...
I see. You figured to take the law into your own hands. I could lock you all up for that, mister.
Now, wait a minute.
What's your name?
Dan Butcher.
Oh, Bill, he's a foreman of the Sad Sally Mine.
That's right, and these are my men. How'd you know?
Why, we met
Jingles.
A... Jingles. Oh, I shouldn't tell him that, huh?
We may know more than you think, Butcher. Now, you put those guns back in their holsters and head your men back to the mine.
What about the horny toad bandit?
When we need your help, we'll let you know. Until we do, better stick to mining, Butcher. Now, beat it.
All right, Hickok. But you better come up with that road agent that's getting our gold dust. Next time he pulls a stick up, we're riding after him and shooting anyone that gets in our way. Including you and that pillow-stuffed partner of yours.
Well...
Bill, what are we sneaking around this mine like a possum in a chicken pen for?
I want to find that night watchman's shack without interference from Butcher.
Oh, hey, there's a light in that cabin over there to the right.
Yeah, let's try that.
I can see through this window, Bill. Yep. It's that Clarence Duffield, all right.
And he's alone. Come on.
Well, what do you think he's going to tell us, Bill?
We'll see.
Who is it? Oh, it's Mr. Hickok. Oh, well, and your name is...
It's,
No, don't tell me. It makes a noise. Now, is it Belzy?
No.
Oh. Tootsie?
No, doggone it.
No, fair. I get another chance now. It's some kind of a noise. I know it's a noise. Rattles. That's it. It's Rattles.
No, it ain't Rattles. It's Jingle.
Oh, yes. Oh, Jingle. Now, how could I forget? Come in, gentlemen. What brings you here tonight?
I just thought I'd like to look around the mine a little, if you don't mind.
Mind? Why, not at all. But you don't think the bandit's up here, do you? I haven't seen her.
Well, you couldn't see much cooped up in this cabin.
Well, but this is where I live. I make the rounds once every 2 hours. Once every 2 hours.
Is Butcher around?
Well, I suppose so. I don't know. He sleeps up at the office, up the hill, when he's here.
Uh-huh. Does he go away very much?
Well, he's...
Hey, Bill, look at Duffield's collection.
Oh, yes, gentlemen. You must see my collection. I was just stuffing some of the ones I caught last week.
Yeah, this is a cute little fella, Horny Toad. Huh? Just like the one we're looking for, only littler.
Oh, please, don't pick them up, Rattles.
Oh. Jingles, doggone it.
Oh, yes, Gretchen. They're not quite dry, you see, and handling them, it gets them out of shape.
Heavier than I thought it'd be.
Yeah, put it down. That's it. Yes, I put some sand in them to make them sit upright.
That's a very clever job, Mr. Duffield.
Well, thank you. I'm getting ready to ship these out tomorrow night on the eastbound stage, if I can get them all finished.
Now, who's that?
Duffield, I saw somebody come to... Hickok, what are you doing here?
Hello, Butcher. Just thought I'd drop up and look around.
But you're wasting your time. Just like that no-good old coot of a sheriff. You won't find nothing here.
Well, I'll look around in the mine just the same. Come on, Jingles.
Well, guess I'll go back to sleep. You find a lantern at the tunnel entrance. And don't wake me up unless you got that road agent hogtied.
All right, Butcher. We'll see you later, Duffield.
All right, Mr. Hickok. Maybe I'll run into you in my next round.
Come on, Jingles.
Bill, I don't like to go creeping around under the ground like a gopher. I don't like it a little bit. Bill, we're coming just about to the end of the tunnel, and we ain't found a thing so far.
I know, partner.
Well, as I said, I'm getting to feel like a gopher digging around down here.
Wait a minute, Jingle.
Huh? Found something?
Maybe. Hold that lantern closer to the floor.
Well, that's the dead end of the tunnel just ahead of us.
Hey, Jingles, look there in the corner. Get the light down closer.
Oh, just a pile of old... Bill, look!
Yeah, the bandit's disguise. A full suit made to look like a horny toad. We've got him cornered now, Jingles.
Bill, that shot came from back of us in the tunnel.
Yeah, come on.
He's been watching us.
Hey, I see a light up there. Looks
hey,
like a candle.
I can see it now. That candle's sitting on a small barrel in the middle of the tunnel.
That wasn't there when we came in. Jingles, that's a powder keg and the fuse is burning.
Bill, it's getting short.
Down, Jingles, it's going to explode.
Who's that?
It's me, Butcher, the sheriff.
What do you want?
Open up and I'll tell you.
All right, now what do you want around here? You'd be out hunting that bandit instead of being up around where you're not wanted. You might be good for something.
I've had enough of your jaw, Butcher. I come looking for Wild Bill Hickok.
Why ask me, Sheriff? I ain't his nursemaid.
He came out here last night. Did you see him?
I ain't saying I did, and I ain't saying I didn't.
Well, did your night watchman see him?
Duffield, why don't you go ask him?
Oh, yes, Sheriff. I saw Mr. Hickok last night. He was here.
Duffield, someday that big mouth of yours is going to get your neck in trouble.
But he was here, Mr. Butcher. We both talked to him in my cabin, and he was looking at my collection. Don't you remember?
Yes, I remember.
And then he went down in the mine.
Down in the tunnel?
Yes, he asked Mr. Butcher for permission.
Did he come back out?
Well, I don't know. I had to make my rounds. I presume he did, but I didn't see him again.
Did he come out, Butcher?
How should I know? I went back to sleep.
Get a lantern. We're going down in that tunnel.
Who are you to be ordering me around?
I'm the law, that's who. And this gun says you're coming with me. Hickok didn't show up back in town this morning, and if anything's happened to him, you're gonna hang.
And I have a lantern, Sheriff. The one I use in my rounds is right by the tunnel entrance.
All right, let's go. You first, Butcher.
All right, Sheriff, you satisfied? We've been through almost every foot of tunnel and found nothing.
We'll cover every foot. Keep right on moving. Wait. What's that?
The end of the tunnel. That... wait a minute.
Why, that's fresh earth. It looks like a cave-in.
It is.
And from the odor of this tunnel, it wasn't just a cave-in either.
What do you mean, Sheriff?
I smell powder smoke.
So do I.
This tunnel has been blocked by an explosion. And Hickok and Jingles may be prisoners behind all that dirt.
Yeah, if they're not already dead and buried under it.
Hey, partners. Very first time you taste new Kellogg sugar corn pops, you're going to notice they're tasting better than ever before. Just like I did. Well, that's because the Kellogg folks went to work and made them sweeter and crisper than ever. Yes, sir. And that's why we gave them the new name, Sugar Corn Pops. And how will you know you're getting the new Sugar Corn Pops down at the store? Well, partners, you just can't miss. New Sugar Corn Pops come in brand new bright yellow boxes that are easier than ever to recognize. They got big pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine right on the front. Yes, sir. Just like in real life. So, tomorrow, sure, first thing, go for new Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. And load up big so as none of your family misses out. Because here's why. Just listen.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Mm, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles didn't show up the next morning, the sheriff went to the Sad Sally mine looking for them. Down in the tunnel, Butcher, Duffield, and the sheriff found the cave-in caused by the explosion.
Butcher, you'd better start praying we don't find Hickok and Jingles in here. If we do, it's your neck, unless you can explain who set that explosion.
Sheriff, we've been digging for hours. It ain't found nothing.
Keep digging.
We can't dig anymore, Sheriff. Been all day and all night. I'm quitting.
No, you ain't. I'm 20 years older than you, and I'm still digging. I ain't going to be satisfied until every last rock's cleared out of this tunnel.
But we ain't found nothing.
Dig. Don't talk. Just keep digging.
You and Hickok and Jingles and a whole caboodle can go hang. I ain't digging no more.
Wait a minute, wait. Mr. Butcher.
Huh?
Sheriff. Listen.
Why, it's them. They're alive. That's digging we hear.
Oh, it can't be. In there? Well, it ain't possible.
But they are. Now, digger, I'll fill you so full of holes they can strain teeth through you. Dig, I said. Come on, men, they're alive. Get to digging.
Yeah.
bathroom. Bill! Bill! Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
He's alive!
Man, I'm almost dead.
A few more shovels, Lou. Come on.
There he is.
Bill, you all right? Here, I'll crawl through.
Well, sure, but we're glad to see you.
Oh, you said it. I never thought I'd eat another square meal again.
How'd you get blocked in here?
We'll talk about that later.
Well, you could have suffocated in here.
Yeah, we almost did. Guess what we found.
Found? What did you find, Bill?
The answer to all your questions, Sheriff. Well, let's get out of this tunnel.
Yeah, I'm so hungry I could eat a bear right on through to the growl.
Why don't you come over to the office, Hickok?
Thanks, Butcher, but I saw a stove and coffee pot over at Duffield's cabin. Maybe he wouldn't mind making us a cup of java.
Why, not at all. It won't take me a minute.
Bill, while he's getting coffee, tell me how you figure this business of the Horny Toad Bandit.
Well, Sheriff, we know he was using that tunnel.
Well, I don't see how he got in there without us seeing him.
Yeah, Butcher, you know, we've been wondering the same thing.
What do you mean by that, fat boy?
Well, it'd be mighty easy for you to come and go down in that tunnel and nobody be the wiser.
Why, you saying I'd steal from my own company? Why, you... I'm gonna shove them words right back down your flabby throat.
Man, come on, I've been itching to cut you down.
All right, cut it out, you two.
He started it, and I'm gonna finish.
Jingle, Butcher, back off now.
Oh, now, Bill, I'm just getting started.
All right, I said stop it.
Oh, all right, you never let me have any fun.
That's enough. I reckon it's not always the ones that look it that's guilty.
Now, Bill, what do you mean by that?
Maybe I've got a surprise for all of you. Mr. Duffield, see you didn't ship your specimens out on the stage this afternoon.
What's that? Oh, no. We were so busy digging you out that I just forgot all about it.
Sorry to hold you up on it. Jingles, keep your eye on Duffield, and I'll show you a surprise.
Well, he ain't making a move, Bill.
Well, you're talking kind of nonsense, Mr. Hickok. Well, here, the coffee's ready. I poured a cup for you.
Hey, that coffee's hot.
And the rest of you can have the pot.
Oh, I'm strong.
No, you don't, Duffield. You're not getting away that easy.
Here, give him to me, Bill. I'll sit on him now. Throw hot coffee on me, will you?
Got him, Jingles.
You said it, partner.
Well, here it is, Sheriff. You see this little stuffed horny toad?
Yeah, but it was a big horny toad did the stick-ups.
That's right. But this little fellow carried the gold.
Well, I don't get it, Bill.
Duffield was shipping those stuffed specimens of his back east, but he stuffed them first.
We know that. I saw him get a check for $14 last month from his sister.
That's right. But she got hundreds of dollars worth of gold dust. Take a look. I'll take this bowie knife, cut a little hole in the stomach of this stuffed horn toad. Hold your hands out, Jingles.
Hey, look, a stream of gold dust pouring out of the horny toad.
Well, I'll be a porcupine's papa.
Well, what do you know? Then Duffield was the Horny Toad Bandit.
Yes. I'd have made a fortune if you hadn't come along, Hickok.
Well, now, there's something I've heard said before. You know, you got to be smarter than that to get away from Wild Bill Hickok. Say, Bill, you know that song Duffield was singing when we first met him about old Susanna and going back to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, partner.
Well, I got some new words for him to sing now. Goes like this. Oh, Susanna, you better cry for me, for I'm going to the Hoosgo and I never will get free.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks, and we'll be seeing you again on Friday.
You bet we will, Guy, with a rip-roaring story of a sneaky bunch of varmints making raids on the wagon trains of the Wild West. See you then.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. We think Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Howard McNear, Paul Friess, and Stan Farrar. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orion. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. And don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok faces the full fury of the Shawnee Rage. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, and Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.